Welcome back, beautiful jumpsters. Here we are to another segment. With me today, I have a very special guest by the name of Steve Grogan. And Steve is a trainer. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about who he is. And then we're going to dive into a powerful conversation. So, Steve is a personal trainer who teaches you how to get fit with just 2 30-minute workouts per week. This is the only method he has used since 2020, and it helped him go from 241 pounds to 175 pounds. What makes this more impressive is that he did this in his 40s. Wow, y'all. Which is when most people claim your metabolism runs slower and you will not only lose fat. And I'm sure if you've seen the media, people are like, women who are in their 30s over, you got to watch what you eat because your metabolism slows down. And same thing for some of the men who are in their 40s. So there is a 10-year gap. But I want to talk to Steve about what he's doing in his area because he is a SME. So without further ado, let's welcome Steve Grogan to GEMS Podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me.
My pleasure, Steve. And
And
one, oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I wanted to say, since I'm just starting out, I haven't had this success story yet, but Mike, the guy who coached me, he had a woman who was in his in her 50s, almost 60s, and I think she went from to about 200 pounds to, like, I swear, like 130, 140.
Wow.
So yeah, you would think she was like 10, 15, 20 years younger than she was. So that stuff's all, that's usually spouted. You know who usually says things like that? People that are that age who can't lose weight, so they want to, like, drag you down and say, it's not that I can't do it, it's that it's impossible. You know what I mean? So
Yes. And
it's a
the words impossible, if you break it apart, it says I'm possible. So all you have to do is change your mindset and your perspective in order for you to achieve the things that you want to achieve. So I like the fact that you said it. Nothing is impossible. And one of the things that I see that you like to talk about to help your clients, just really elevate and excel is science-based fitness, which is the exercise method you favor. So, in your words, what is science-based fitness?
Science-based fitness is the name I gave to a method that most people call high-intensity training, but I don't like to call it that because I got tired of explaining how everyone's like, oh, that's where you jump around a lot and stuff. And I'm like, no, that's high-intensity interval training. That's not what I do. You know, this is no jumping around, jumping jacks, box jumps, burpees, none of that. This is all strictly just weightlifting. And it is a method that focuses on something called intensity of effort as opposed to counting reps or watching the clock to see that you did your workout for a certain duration of time.
Okay, so I'm gonna throw you a curveball here because I didn't do it in the beginning. Don't want to keep you on your toes. So here is the icebreaker question. Instead of a rapid fire, because I know you have a lot of content to share, I'm gonna ask you an icebreaker. So I want you to share what was that crazy thing in your life that decided for you to get into this whole holistic training and et cetera, for you to go from the weight that you were at to 175, because there had to be something that was a tipping point in your life that caused you to make that shift. And other people may have said, that's crazy, Steve, but you're like, I got it.
Well, I mean, before, I shouldn't say before, it was kind of concurrent. At the same, around the same time when I started being into fitness, I got into martial arts. And I got into a martial art called Wing Chun, Kung Fu, which over the years has come under fire of people saying, oh, that's garbage, it doesn't work. And I got tired of it. So I was like, you know what? I don't know that I'm necessarily going to compete or whatever, but I'll at least find a place where I could maybe spar using my Wing Chun skills. And and see what happens, you know, because I watched and they got tons of videos out there like, oh, it's Wing Chun versus boxing, and the Wing Chun guy gets destroyed in 3 seconds, you know, and you're like, I'm like, what the heck, man? It's like consistent. No one who says they're Wing Chun does well in these matches that you see. Well, there's one guy now named Chi Lala, but that he's only just he hasn't come he hasn't been around that long, I don't think. Anyway, I got sick of it, so I went to there was this one martial arts school that said, hey, you can come here, and even though we don't teach Wing Chun, you can come here and you can spar with your Wing Chun skills. I said, great, but I gotta be in better shape, man, because I'm not gonna last. And I had gone in and out of doing fitness since 2000,
Wow.
and I would get great results and plateau, and then get disheartened and quit and lose the results, and then get results, not realizing that that's what happens with all these other methods. People say, oh, they work because I got results. You got results because you went from sitting on the couch to doing something. But eventually, doing too much of it will catch up, and you overtake your body's ability to recover, and you plateau, or you hurt yourself, and then you go back down again. And anyway,
Which is
I was,
why, no,
well,
I like that you said that you plateau and then you go back down because it also is why you say most exercise programs don't work because some people don't stick with it or they get bored of doing the same thing.
yeah.
And if I could chime in here, because I used to do HIIT, but I did the high intensity interval training and I trained with someone who was ex-military. And one of the things that kept me motivated was the results that I wanted to see, not me necessarily going to the class. And then also me building a community with the people that I was working out with. So I was like, okay, by doing this, I look good, I feel good, I'm doing it for my family, but I had a bigger purpose of why I was just doing it. Because if I was just going, say, oh, I'm just going because it's like a chore or I'm paying my money, then it's going to put me in a mindset where it's going to become rudimentary and I'm going to be like, oh, here we go again, something else I have to do on my to-do list. So is that your same thoughts why some exercise programs don't work for some folks? Or do you have a different viewpoint?
Yeah, I have a different I have a different viewpoint because, you know, most actually, depending on the way you define exercise, definition that I like, which was written by this guy named Dr. Doug McGuff, he wrote a book called Body by Science, and he said the true definition of exercise is something that improves your fitness level without undermining your health. So in other words, under those definitions, running is not exercise. It's a physical activity. High intensity training could be said to be a physical activity, but not exercise. Because why? Because, okay, you're running and it takes you only 5 minutes to run a mile, whereas it takes me 10, right? But my knees are in better shape than yours. So that's why it's not an exercise. Your lung capacity might be better, or whatever, your endurance, but your knees are shot. So it's all, you know, the trade-off is not is not good, you know what I mean? And, but the method I teach doesn't do that because it's low impact. But I'll catch up to that in a second. Just to backtrack to the history of how I got to this. So Wing Chun, I was reading a book about it, and it was written by two guys. And the one guy said, my co-author teaches a method of exercise that is only 30 minutes a week. And I was like, no way, because I was used to P90X and stuff like that, five times a week for an hour at a time. And he goes, well, that guy also co-wrote a book with a guy named Doug McGuff called Body by Science. I'm like, I like to read. I'll get it for the hell of it. I bought it, read it about 10% of the way through it. I was like, wow, if this is even half true, this is the real deal. Get to the end of the book. It goes, here's Doug McGuff's website. I go check out his website in the upper right-hand corner, find a facility. And I'm like, no way. So I click on it. It says, yeah, find a gym near you that teaches this method. So I plugged in my zip code and I found a place named BioFit, which was in Clifton Park and also had an Albany location about 15 to 20 minutes either way from where I live in Troy. I'm like, yeah, free first session. So I went after the first, not after the first session, after the first exercise. I'm like, this is the real deal. And I never looked back.
So that catapulted you to get more involved to like what you're doing, the science-based fitness, which is low impact. So can you share a little bit more? Like, what are some of the low impact exercises that you work on with your clients? Which, y'all, I want to share for his clients, you don't have to be based in upstate New York. He can train you virtually. You could go into the gym, you could record a video of your workouts, then he could critique you, help you improve. So I just wanted to share that. So go ahead, Steve.
Well, it's always a full body workout, and depending on how much intensity a client puts out, it could be anywhere as little as five exercises, but the maximum I would ever go is 12, and it's the same ones every time. And that's another thing people try to sell you, oh, that muscle confusion. It's garbage. It's nonsense. Your muscles don't get confused. Your muscles don't have a brain, you know? If you're doing a seated chest press, right? Like this, you know? And you're holding this out, your muscles don't know that you're lifting weights. For all your muscles that you could be holding back a like our ancestors, cavemen, could be holding back a saber-toothed tiger from trying to bite their face off. You know, it's the only thing your muscles know is they're being put under stress. And if you survive it, your body says, holy cow, that was tough. We almost died. We need to be stronger so we don't die if that happens again. That is the only thing that triggers you to get stronger is to stress your muscles, kill your muscles, push your muscles till they die, basically, and then rest. Those are the only two things, not reps, not duration, not switching up like, oh, I was doing a seated chest press for a month. I don't get sore after my workout anymore. Now I got to do push-ups instead for my chest. Oh, I got sore again. My results won't plateau. People think your results plateau if you keep doing the same thing. It's not true. The only
Wow.
thing that makes results plateau, like let's say you're doing a chest press at an with 70 pounds on the rack. If you do 70 pounds the rest of your life, that's the only way your results will plateau. You have to keep increasing the intensity.
So
But
question there. So
yep.
you said this low impact, they could do anywhere from five exercises minimum up to 12 exercises, and it's all within a 30-minute session. So while
Give
they're
or
doing
take,
that, they're give or take that 30-minute session, they're rotating between the various different exercises, right? And then you're saying, and I, because I'm just reiterating this for the audience, and it does not cause your body to have muscle confusion because in your sense, your muscles don't have a brain, so they are not going to be confused. So
Right.
within the 30 minutes and your science-based fitness, all they would need is 2 30-minute sessions with you per week in order to see results.
Yep, and
Wow.
if they put out enough intensity, that could actually drop down to once a week, once every 7
Really?
days. There was a guy, his name was Mike Mentzer. He and this other guy, Dorian Yates. Mike Mentzer is the only guy who ever scored a perfect 300 in the, I think it was Mr. Universe contest. And he trained similar to this. Dorian Yates won Mr. Olympia, I think. 6 years in a row training this way. These guys, they had to rest for 10 to 14 days and then go in the gym and train a half hour every two a week and a half to 2 weeks. And yet, if you look them up, I mean, granted, I know like a lot of people try to poo-poo it by saying, well, I don't want to look like that, the guy with the biceps like that. Yeah, okay, I don't care what you want to look like. I'm just telling you that if you have the genetic capacity to blow up like that, you could do so with just these 30-minute workouts. You have to work out properly, though.
Okay. And what about nutrition while working out? Because, you know, some people say diet, but instead of diet, I'm going to say nutrition. How important is that? Because some trainers say it should go hand in hand. You're putting in the work, but also you should condition what you're putting in your body.
Yeah. Nutrition. I can't stand when people say, oh, nutrition's more important than exercise. No, it's not. Nutrition is important to help you lose fat, but exercise helps you build muscle.
Mm-hmm.
You can't sit there and just eat, like let's say you eat at a caloric deficit, right? So FDA says, oh, you got to eat 2,000 calories a day. So caloric deficit means eat 1,500 instead, okay? So let's say you're just sitting there eating your 1,500 a day, and you get on the scale, yeah, you lost fat, but you didn't build muscle. The only thing that builds muscle is using them and then resting. Because if you don't, when it comes to muscle, the body lives by use it or lose it. So if you do like just these cardio work, cardio only, where you never lift weights, you can actually become what they call skinny fat. Because you lose weight, but it also cannibalizes muscle, because muscle is the most metabolically expensive tissue for your body to keep alive. And if you're not using it, it's going to say, oh, we don't need that. Because everything your body does requires energy, even thinking. Even thinking, and your lungs pump, you know, your heart pumping, your lungs taking in air and pushing it out. All these things require energy. And so the body, you know, human, we're wired to want to, you know, keep ourselves alive, most of us. So the body says, well, keeping this beating is more important than him looking good, you know, at the gym with at the beach with a six pack. So yeah, that muscle, yeah, that's got to go. Because we need to keep the heart pumping or whatever, you know, there's more important things. So our evolution kind of, it sucks, but it kind of works against us sometimes because we evolved to be energy savers, not energy users, you know, and the body's always looking for ways to make things easier. That's why when you do the chest press for a month and you stop getting sore, like it used to be, oh, I felt sore for an hour after the workout. Now it's like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's because your body found a way to make this easier. But it doesn't mean you're not getting results.
So one other thing I want to ask, because I know we're coming close to time, is whenever you're working out with your clients, do you have them take before and after pictures, like so you could use them as testimonials to share for other people that are interested in working with you?
Yes, I did. This one woman I did, and then there are two others. This one named Rebecca, another one named Voraman. Voraman is kind of, she's kind of small already, so it might not make much of. But Rebecca's a little bit heftier right now, so I should definitely, before I get training her for too long, should have her do the before and after. But
yeah, and yeah. Then. Or even like a video whenever they first start with you, like have them do a video of like why they're coming with you, what are some of the results that they hope to see, and then whenever they're getting close to meeting their goal and their target, share another video, because then you could show them and they could also look back on the progress that they have made from start to finish. And it shouldn't be like, okay, I'm going to start with Steve and then this, I'm going to reach my goal and tap out. It should be a lifestyle that they want to keep up with to maintain where they are and sustain it.
Yes. So, and it's another reason people do the, I want to say another reason people do the muscle, because you said lifestyle, stick with it. A lot of people, and a lot, we talked earlier about people drop out of exercise routines because they get bored doing the same thing over and over. And I said, it's always the same 10 to 12 exercises. People think, well, isn't that boring? I've been doing it since 2020. I'm not bored yet. You know why? Because I don't care about the same over and over. I care about the results, first of all. And second, you're doing it only tw yeah, sure. If we were doing the 5 to 6 days a week like everyone else, yeah, we might get bored. But we're doing only the twice. The less frequent you do it, the longer it would, I mean, theoretically, longer it would take you, if at all, to get bored by it. But I think when people see the results, they don't care if it's the same t they're excited by the result. So they don't care if it's the same 10 every time.
And I like that you said that because it's if you think about athletes who are like gymnasts, football players, et cetera, they're doing some of the same plays over and over, just in different games and different places. And they have a love for it, and that's why they go hard and go in as much as they do every day. So you could kind of equate that to what you're doing for your clients and what other people who are doing the science-based fitness or the HIIT without the interval are adopting. So thank you for sharing that, Steve, because I think it's very important for the audience to know that. Another thing that I'm going to ask quickly before we jump into the CTA section, which is the call to action, is one of the things you mentioned is there's no such thing as functional exercise, which we kind of hit on that. So functional exercise, based on my assumptions, would be some of the things where you're constantly like maybe doing it in like a apartment gym, a neighborhood gym, or maybe like a 24-hour or whatnot. You're just going, hitting the machines and et cetera. I think of that as functional fitness or exercise.
No, I'm thinking more of like the fact that, like, for example, in martial art, with martial artists and boxers, they like to punch while holding dumbbells.
Oh yeah, I've done that.
I mean, if you want to do it, like, if you don't consider yourself a martial artist, then I guess, it'd be all right. But they're doing it under the illusion that when they put the weights down, like, they're punching faster. And it feels that way, sure. But when I punch out straight like that and I'm holding a dumbbell, I'm not really punching out straight because I gotta fight the fact that gravity wants to pull the hand the dumbbell down. So I'm fighting to keep the arm up, which I do not have to do when I'm empty-handed. You know what I mean? So you're engaging muscles that when you put the weight down are not they're not needed. And it just throws off the skills. When I say functional fitness, I mean people want to do things that mimic other activities because they think it'll make them better at that activity. Like, again, boxers, they think doing things like these things called box jumps or depth jumps, where they stand on a box and they drop down and then they jump up right away. They think it's going to make their footwork more explosive. And it's not. What makes your footwork more explosive is practicing your footwork. You have to train the activity you want to get better at in conditions that are as close to the way they'll be when you do it. So that's why, like, if someone's going to go up against a boxer who's like a, there's all different kinds of boxing styles, So let's say there's a boxer who's what they call a brawler, who's a guy who just swings wild and relies his size on his size to win. Well, when you spar, when you have a sparring partner, when you're preparing for that fight, you get a sparring partner who's a brawler. Because if you get a sparring partner who's what they call an infighter, a guy who likes to get in close and stuff, and then you go against the brawler, you're gonna be destroyed. So that's, I mean, this stuff is so specific. Skill training is so specific, even to music. I don't know if you see the guitar behind me, but like if I sat here and practiced a guitar solo for years or however long, sitting, and I'm like, wow, man, I nailed the hell out of that solo. And then I get a band and I go and play live and I'm standing up. Guess what? I'm gonna be all thumbs. That is literally how specific it gets. Because you think about it, when I sit here, the guitar is resting on my thigh. When I get like here, now it's a different distance. You know what I mean? That's how specific skills get developed.
Wow. And thank you for sharing it
Yeah.
and demonstrating it. So y'all, if you go back and watch the video to this recording, you'll see the demonstrations. So Steve, I really want to thank you for just sharing
Yeah.
that and really explaining what functional exercise is in your terms, because that really, there are probably more people that thought of it like the way I did. Now we're going to jump into the CTA section as we wind down, which is the call to action. Once the Gemsters hear this segment, what do you want them to do, and how do you want them to connect with you?
Well, I would like them to have an open mind and to realize that even if they try it and they're like, oh, that's useless, that doesn't work, the most that you wasted is 30 minutes of one day. And then you can go back to your 6 days a week, an hour at a time workout that's not getting you results. but just have an open mind and know that, as with most personal trainers, first session's on the house. So again, all you've got to lose is that half hour of one day. If you don't like it, you can go to Steve Grogan. That's Grogan, and I'm sure you're going to put the exact spelling in the show info. Steve Grogan, S B as in boy, F as in Frank. Dot com, and there's a big, huge red schedule now button. Set up a free first session. You can email me, Steve Grogan at SteveGroganSBF.com, or oh, what the heck, just stick to texting first. Don't call me because I do still have a day job. I'm only just starting this out as a side gig. You can text 518-275-2267.
Awesome. So I'll make sure I put your phone number there, your website, and are you on any social media platforms in case they want to see any pictures or videos of some of the clients?
Yeah, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, even Twitter or X, whatever they're calling it now,
Awesome.
with Steve Grogan SBF. I did throw some stuff on YouTube as well, but I don't have a customized URL, so I can't. It would be like youtube.com/XQ433XYF. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want
Okay,
to.
no worries. So, y'all, the easiest thing I will do for the Gemsters community is I will link Steve's website there, his email, and his phone number, and everything will be on the website that you need so you could get connected with him. And remember, you don't need to be in upstate New York to train with Steve. He can do it virtually wherever you are for this amazing 30-minute session. And the first one is on the house. So take advantage of it, try it out, and see if it works for you, your body, your lifestyle, and share with a friend. Once again, I am Genesis Amaris Kemp, the podcast founder and host. All of this will be on 40 plus audio platforms. Make sure you like, comment, share, and subscribe, and also leave a review on Apple Podcasts, because that lets me know what you like, what you don't like, and it also gives me an idea of what more content to bring, because the mission is to promote content that's educational, inspirational, and motivational, while also weaving in my personal favorites, which are DEIB, diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging, because it takes all of us beautiful people coming together to drop gems and make this world a better place. So ask yourself, what imprint am I making today to drive an impact for future generations? And signing out with Steve Grogan and Genesis Amaris Kemp. Peace, y'all.